back again. Go to sleep again and we come back. We think that way, but what Baba's plan, he knows better. Baba told me, once he said, together like this. So I was happy always with Baba. And after Baba said this, what about now? I continue to see Baba. Why did Baba say this together? But I think, I don't see him, but he must be. That's why we feel like talking and all that. But one thing also he said, and I'm very happy about it. I can even say, Baba said, next time when I come back, I'll bring you with me. Then I'm happy about that. That's all. That is matters, and that is the only happiness. Yeah. Yeah, talk too much. Can I tell everyone?
Yes.
I'm at 600.
How many years? Yeah, 600 years.
600.
10 years, 12.
88.
Yeah.
Oh, is that old?
But before that, so many things are going to happen. The Mahapralaya and the new humanity and whatnot.
Yes.
So Baba will come when it'll be, the world will be nice and quiet, or maybe after the world is nice and quiet for 200 and 300 years. You know, the 600 years will work out such a way that the first 100 years is very beautiful with each one. You know, nowadays what it is? It's okay with Baba lovers, because Baba's love and he has put love in heart and all that. But in the world, what is this? Man does not love man. There's no love for anyone. Even amongst family, there are brothers, sisters, or even, I don't know, whoever they are. There are many cases. And it was said of Kali Yuga that Krishna, Lord Krishna had said that. And I've seen it with my own eyes, and in our own family also I've seen. Your own family, not for you, that I've seen. Yeah, it's most extraordinary things have happened, but it's no use saying it's not nice. Anyway, whatever things. Yeah, very difficult age. More of love for money and all this, for your own selfishness. Everything will be so much. But the real thing, very little. But the ones who strive for that real thing will get the punya. Punya is the good sanskar, is called the punya.
Benefit
so much. If you do that much good, you get that much benefit. But the sin, if you sin so much, if you sin so much, even God will forgive. God will forgive. Half of it at least. That grace God has given. Because in this Kali Yuga, it is very easy for man to sin. In the time of Krishna also it was said that.
Mm.
And just so. You hear of what things? I have no idea. It's awful. These murders taking place in Bombay and some in Pune. It was so awful. Didn't you hear this? So nice judge and his wife and somebody got in there and stabbed him to death. And the judge also, both he heard. He was the elderly judge, but not very old. Still, he had this asthma. Both he's not well also, and his wife was youngish, nice youngish. I mean, not very young, but she's young. And she was stabbed to death. She fought for her life because they were stabbed so many places. What a death, both in violent. And they say he's a servant himself. And they ransacked everything, stole away everything. What? Why kill them? Tie their hands and feet and gag them, do something. Why kill and then be caught for murder? And this means how easily you can think of these bad things to do. You know what I mean? This Kali Yuga is so
every day.
Nearly every day. And there's so many murders last 5 years.
Yeah.
It's not the only time. There's another one that is a very young woman. What happened? I forget now, her husband was out and she was in the house alone. Her dad kept a new servant, I don't know what. They suspect. No, not new servant. Her own nephew and his friends, three of them, to come and kill this woman in the house.
Mm.
How she must have felt to be fronted with these young boys and her own nephew killing her. How awful that feeling. That's what I'm saying. It's very easy to sin in Kali Yuga.
Mm.
Other times also, but not so freely and not so much.
Mm.
There are many other murders, you have no idea, more worse than this also have happened outside Pune somewhere, and this was in Bombay, this was somewhere else. In the paper, you only hear all these things. You don't hear anything nice.
Mm.
I asked, Anup, is there good news? No, don't ask, there's no good news. Yes.
You never hear the good news.
No, it's the office.
But there is good news.
Where is it?
Yes,
there's
lots of good news.
All right, give me one.
I think people do work because
there are terrible people, not that, but
helping children and having.
Harry, my dear God, you have no idea. The partner, just this one small, what do you call it?
The British accepted it.
Up to date, sort of. Yeah, the British,
fashion.
So the Hindus are looking, all like Parsis all trying to follow the English style and fashion, and they're missing. They had this thing against us, a grudge against us. Not only for this or what, but they have no idea. Home rule is independence was very first, it was Parsi's idea. Very first Parsi was that, why aren't we ruling our own country? Why are we slaves under a foreign regime? Very first Parsi had said that others have taken up, and now they call themselves father of the nation and right. But Mahatma Gandhi was a fine person. He was like a saint, very fine. It was okay, we'd accept him as father of the nation, but they should also say that this Parsi had given the idea very first.
And that Dadabhai...
Dadabhai Nauruji also, and there's there are the names of 2-3 very fine people, and they were so nice to the British also. And the way that they were very... So they were made all sirs and ladies and whatnot. Sir Tata and Sir Petit and Sir Bartleyville and Sir, there were many sirs. The British gave them titles, so the Hindus, oh my, they become sirs. And they, you know, it put up their back to the Parsis. But why don't you see that the Parsi, that Parsi had said about home rule, give a thought to that? They have, do not give
credit.
They don't give credit to that. They just now put this in, thing in, against us. This is what I'm saying. Is it real mean? Never mind, we just let it go. The Parsis are blamed, the Iranis are not blamed.
Iranis aren't blamed?
No, Iranis were not anyway. They came late to India. But the Parsis were very fine people, charitable, such great charity. They had the idea of building Kamim and all that. And we saw him that time in the carriage. He went, they took him to the place where it was a park. And they wanted to build Sivaji's statue. So they wanted a foundation stone for this pedestal on which they're going to build Sivaji's statue. And so he was given this honor to lay the foundation stone. So the prince came specially from Bombay and laid this foundation stone in Pune where Baba was born. So, he's very fortunate person, and because he also left his, what would you call it, throne and all that, what all he gave up for love. It was not ordinary, very good for the soul. The world may have given him not nice, what do you call it? What would you call it?
They criticized him.
Whatever. In the royal family, in England, here, there, whatever, he didn't care.
He was cut off. He was cut off.
Yes, completely. But after he died, he was buried in a nice place. Westminster was okay with him. But the woman, she was not worthy of all that love, I don't think so.
Westerners are upset, I think, the story.
Must be.
And he said, "You did it for love. Yes, this is just human love. What about?"
But Baba, you know, when Baba was talking, not on Silence 1924, when we were with Baba, Baba used to be. Baba is very outgoing, you know. Christmas story, or sing, or like this, or go away where the Monday are working in the old house there and come back and rest like this. Because he has so much work on it, he knew what all he has to do in the world, the work. So he used to be restless. I mean, not so restless, but he used to talk, have a little walk, and then ask the food is ready or not, all right, then go there and come back, walk to the field. Very beautiful Baba looked like in Sajra, with a napkin around her. What I want to say is this. Then Monday, he was on the veranda, and he was in this mood, and he said it out. He said, "This Prince of Wales will come to me one day." Oh, he was happy. Oh, the Prince of Wales will come to Baba. It was wonderful. But it was in the next life. Same with Uncle, what do you call him? Irani? Colonel Irani? Baba said, "He'll come to me." Oh, I was so happy. If he comes to Baba, then all the Zoroastrians and all these people of Pura we're talking against, Baba, and read his articles against Baba, Colonel's articles. So how they were feeling that this man has come to Baba. What a great miracle. So I was so happy. And what do you think? The next day my uncle died. So that shows his next life. And it is true. And he is born, and I know which the soul is and where the child is. And Baba also said, yes, they're the same person. So Baba said, you'll come to me. And it happened at one time that when we were in Guru Prasad, you know, it was after Baba's second accident, 1966, maybe 66, 67. Yes, 67 maybe. You know, Guru Nanak's little Mehran?
Yes.
Yeah. When he was 4 years old, three, and he was going on his fourth year, and he was at home. Some people had come to see Guru Nanak, you know, like visitors. Someone of the person, I don't know, lady or man, I don't know who he was, caught hold of the child like this, you know, and asked him, what's your name or something like that? Because he was very cute, has a rather fair skin and good looking he was. So they said, what is the name of the child? The child said, my name is Colonel Mehran. Would you believe me? Colonel Mehran and Colonel, Major Mehran and Colonel Mehran? Then the grown up person said that parents said, this is what name have they given the child? And they asked the parents, no, his name is only Mehran. Oh, so the father heard this, child's father heard this, and he was so this thing, what do you call it?
Surprised.
Puzzled and surprised that he came to Guru Prasad that morning. And he told Mani, when he comes to Guru Prasad, you know, Mani goes out and talks to him, and talks to Manali, and then comes back and forth. And Baba, when Baba's shaving or washing, I'm attending on him, and Gavir is helping me or something. And so Mani was always free, so she would go out, and then when she went, Jangu's come, wants to say, so she went to Jangu and talked with him. Jangu told her that, look, somebody asked the child's name, and he said, I'm Colonel Mehran, and I'm Colonel. And so my mother said, really? Yes, we've never even said his name, that we never even said the word Colonel in our house, no, anything. Now, where did he get this child this name of his own? So she Mani very excitedly came inside and told Baba, and Baba was in the other corner, you know, seated in the corner, because there Baba washed his face. In the dining room, in one corner, because not at the dining table, so at the side table there is a stool and on that basin, and then he washes his face in there, on there, and the shaves and what. He was there in the corner, Gavir was there, and then Mani came in, Mani, she says, Baba, just hear what's happening. And they asked this child's name, and he said, Colonel Mehran, Colonel Mehran. And the mother parents said, we've never mentioned, we don't even know Colonel Mehran, we don't even know this Colonel Rani, we don't even care about this, because they have no relation, no nothing. And how did this child come to know, say that? So they were puzzled. So then I got the idea. I said, Baba, it must be the same soul, Colonel Rani. And the others were very far away. Baba looked at me and said, smile, slightly smile, little nod like this. Yes, and then I knew, because what happened now after that, for 3 years after that, no, 3 years ago. 3 years after that. This must be a little bit. When was he born? 1964, 65, 66. I don't remember. Anyway, 3 years after that. No, 3 years after that. Whatever years after that, I don't know. Next year. That I'd forget. 1967, I think it was. Anyway, Mani's, this family means Parin and Gulnar and her children. And then Parin and Gulnar asked Mani that, Papa's wife Baba rests and the men and your girls are free, then can we bring a nice picnic basket and we have picnic outside where there's grounds. In Guru Prasad, very big grounds, that this building, awful things are built now, but that was different now at that time. And this lime, you know, lime orchard, lovely huge lime trees, all like that, you know, all well arranged, this big square like that, and giving water to the lime trees. There were lovely green grass growing, and it was so cool and lovely. It was summertime, would you believe? And in the evening time in Pune, a cool breeze, nice blue. It was very lovely in the evening. So this Kenny comes to Baba and said, yes, you can come after Papa's wife. So they had come with the food and whatnot. And we all were there and so on. So long story, and MIB 8 and all came inside. It was now for them to leave Guru Prasad in the car. They were in the drawing room, they were saying goodbye to each other and goodnight, and Jai Baba, I don't know, did we say Jai Baba, what we said, we don't know, anybody saying goodnight to them. That time Baba sent, what's his name, Bhau, Bhau was on duty, and Bhau called Bhavir and said, Baba wants Mehra to bring little Mehrwan to him. After all these people, Baba wants little Mehrwan to him. I said, my child is not much use to me, will he come with me or not, especially Baba is not so used to Baba also. So I said, Gulna, Baba wants the Mehrwan. Come on, Mehrwan, come on, go to Baba. And I said, the child from my face from deep his mother's hand, because he was shy to catch my hand and come to Baba. It was all, and the night time he was frightened and shy. I said, don't be like, Baba's calling us, we have to go to Baba, come on. So everybody wants to come to Baba, no, and Baba's calling you. And I said, well, nice things, come on, come on. And said, and took him, pulled him along with me and took him to Baba's room. Baba seated in the chair, and then Baba's calling me near. He was afraid. I said, go on, good Baba, good. I pushed him towards Baba. He stood near Baba like this. Baba did this, patted him like this, and that, no, caressed him and all that. And he was very shy. And I said, is it Baba? Are you smiling? See, Baba loves you and all that. Child was looking, he didn't know what to do. But I knew that he was new, a child, right? Mother, mommy's not there. Nobody's there. I'm new to him. Baba's new to him. So I knew that, new to him, but he was not very much near Baba. At dressing time, they sit far away like that. But then, this thought came to me later on. That Baba said, the Colonel will come to me. So Baba called him, and he did come to Baba alone in his bedroom. Yeah, and I had to take him there.
Right. That was before you knew that. Much before he had said, I'm Colonel.
Yeah, that I don't remember. That I don't remember. That thing I don't know. So much to remember, you know. But this I like so much. Baba says, come to me, and then Baba called him alone, it's, and he came to Baba, and all that.
How Baba knew?
Yeah, Baba knew. Now you're going to eat. Yes? You brought your food.
Yeah.
You're at the center, aren't you? Mehr Pilgrim Center.
Yes, we brought the food.
Oh, good, good. Then eat well. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Yes. Yes, there is still wonderful. The light still.
It was just
electricity is still, and that day we had the film showing, and the electricity went. Do you believe that? Were you here when the film was on?
Yeah, I came, but then they said no electricity. I thought they would show the next
day. No, we had to wait and wait, and when it came, we very fast started looking. And what is the half? No, it finished. The whole thing finished, and then the lights went off. But it was Pukar's new radio wanted to show us. Jai Baba. It comes slightly different to the metal it passes.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit faster sometimes.
It's okay. But faster, why? I can't catch the words what I'm saying. That's why I want to know what I'm saying, right or wrong, what it is. But one thing I want to ask you before you start. You got the report of mine, the convent and all that. No?
Well, I didn't get it, really. I mean, it's in a book. I just took the information.
They gave you the book, the Mother Superior?
No. Well, I mean, they didn't give it to me. They just let me look at it.
So you copied it down.
Yes.
But what you wrote, is that all? That's all.
There was no report. It was just that your name was there, that you were a student.
That's all. Yeah. Otherwise, that we learned piano, nothing. No. That I was the fifth standard, sixth standard, nothing.
Well, it just said when you entered the school, you were...
That's all. As a boarder, 6-year-old, and then left school, maybe when I was 12. Like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I forget what I read in the
book. Right, it was just very basic information, not in detail.
No detail. It's okay. Because I read it, but after that, what did I read? I forgot. I said,
I thought maybe there would be some more detail.
No,
but
there's no need for detail. They just want to... Why do they want the names of the girls that have been? Because they want to know how many children have learned in the school, that's why?
No, it's just their office records that they maintain. Even from long ago, they just still had those books.
Well, there'd be hundreds and hundreds of names.
I know, yeah. That's why I was happy that they found your name.
Mm, it's extraordinary, because it didn't bother, you know.
Yeah. But your name was Mary Irani.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
they all call you Mary.
She had trouble finding it.
Ah, yeah. Mira, you said.
Yeah.
That's why,
I
told you once that in the convent they call me Mary.
Yes, but I thought that was just your friends called you. I didn't know.
No. I mean, nuns and teachers, nuns, you know. Because they said that they can't pronounce... No, not pronounce. Mera, but they call themselves call him Mary. But in Sakuri, when I said my name is Mera there, Upasama said Mera. Mera is a name that Hindu girls and Hindus cannot pronounce that name properly. Mira is a nice name, simple and nice. And so in Sakuri it was called Mira. Then Baba called again Mera, and the convent was Mary, and so three times.
Really?
I knew it started.
You know, I just want to ask you one quick question. Yesterday when you were telling that story about how Baba used to sort of pinch Sunamasi, was that like teasing or like a
teasing? No, just a little bit, and that's it. Tease, not seriously. But sometimes it's a bit hard on the same spot, then it would become a black spot sometimes.
Not that she would do something that annoyed Baba.
No. Yeah. Not so wrong. Nothing so wrong, but...
A little bit.
No, I can't remember what, but something that Baba disapproved means not a serious mistake.
Right.
Now they're talking or something, and she might have said, no, Baba, not like this, but like this. Baba says, like this? Right, I've said like this, why did you say that? Come.
Like and you're naughty.
Like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes Baba, once in a while, to show that he displeased. Now he's on silence.
Yes.
He can't speak much. And then he was not slapping those days, you know. Very well, was fiery temper, no, what do you call it?
Jalali.
Huh? That time, he may be, what do you call it? Beat and slap, whatever he did, even with the Mandi in the Manzari meme. After that, he made a bad also for some time, and so on. But after observing silence, Baba was much changed. But if serious mistake, then he did not beat or anything, but sort of very this thing, like that, you know, shake your head, to show this thing that he's. Doesn't like this, should not be again. How can he just smile at a serious mistake?
No,
you know, because the schoolboys, what do you call them?
Grandma.
The children from the village came and say the rice was not well cooked, it's lumpy or something that Baba does not like. Then Baba would call Nada and say, why do you like this? And so Nada would try to make excuse. Baba said, no, I don't like it. Remember, I said, don't you do it like that? You know, so to give her a. What would you call it?
So she'll remember next time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little bit of a. Scolding.
Yeah, scolding.
Discipline.
Yeah. More forceful. His words should
penetrate.
She should remember that Baba is really upset.
Right.
But could say how much Baba would explain, how much hands and this and that he would do, but then a little bit of this also, Nanda would let this, you know, like that.
Okay.
Once Baba pushed Nanda's in, he felt like this. You know. But, yeah. Because of like these little mistakes like that.
Like in the post office?
No, but he didn't slap anything. But that showed that he's really upset about this. That doesn't like this. He does not like it. It showed how to convey to us.
Right.
You see, he has to do some kind of gesture.
Did he ever give you a little pinch?
No, to me. Not me, but he did once or twice. Once only it was. What did he do? Slap me. Yeah, slap me and push me and something happened. Just, that's another thing. but then Baba's foot got my sari. And Baba nearly like this, you know, stripped it. And I caught Baba. And it was very funny. So,
early
time when we first came to Baba, but not soon after we came to Baba, some months after that, 5-6 months after that. I don't remember. But it was time when Baba allowed some to come and celebrate his birthday and all that, that time. You see? That time, so that had happened, you know. So, Srinmai was there, you know, far.
Yes.
And Baba's aunt, who was elderly, she was there. My mother, they were working also, but they were there. And they heard this, what is that commotion? What is that? Garba said, but like, oh, and Baba, I think Baba was not observing silence. Baba's 30th birthday, he was not observing. Baba's 31st birthday also, he was not observing silence because it was 30.
Right.
No, wait, at least
yeah, that's right.
How can it be?
1925. He was 31.
1925 was 31, and birthdays in February, that was also celebrated. So there were many, the birthday was over now, but some were staying back because they knew Baba, there were some. some old-time Mandli or some old-time Babas, what do you call them? No, followers? Few, there were few. But what I want to say is that's where Sinma and Aunt Ve also had not left. There was there. Something happened that Baba got angry and then saw. So Sinma said, that sounds right. Why did he want to beat another one's daughter, child? What she said, another's... Why did he want to beat her or something like that? And I forget the name, but Sinma was taking my side, Baba's mother. But Baba's aunt said, oh no, my Baba, why? He would have fallen down, oh my, like this. She was citing Baba and Sinma was like this, and something happened like that. But there was so much garbage, but somebody told me like that. It's so long time ago, I don't remember the detail, but this is the gist of it.
Yeah.
But from that, Baba never pinched, no, never slapped, no, and they never.
Never gave
him a reason to. But once Baba told that same time, that period, you know, and even before that, when we newly came to Baba and all that. So Baba was, how would you say, would speak directly, freely to me, and think, with Naja, he would say something, whatever. Yeah. Not long talk, but very good. Needful thing, just need. Need means is food ready or this and that is not cooked, is a chutney, where is chutney, Naja, he would talk freely to Naja like that. So what was I saying?
He said one time with you, Baba did
what happened now, I forget now, but I wanted to say was, yeah, he did not speak this thing to me, but it's gone out of my head.
You were going to say about something harsh about it?
Yeah. Gone.
Not, you said Baba never pinched me or anything like that. But you said then one time he maybe spoke harshly to you?
No, that one time, then that thing I've forgotten, but one time what happened, I did. It's a long story, this I don't want when we get old, but never mind. Baba, you know, then one time Baba brought this, you know, the villagers all were following Baba now, villagers. And we were there, and some of them from Bombay were there. And I was there, I did not know Baba as yet. Yeah. That family did not know Baba as yet, that time, early time. We were post office and on the veranda, post office, just there. We were living just there, Baba, among the outside on the veranda, and post office room like this, but no windows, so we were private here. So Baba brought, I don't know who it was, Naval, what is his name?
Talati,
or Faramdu Dalati, just met Baba, but he had not introduced his family, means his brother, means Arnav's father. Arnav's father is his brother. They are Kaka. Yes, Kaka. Kaka means brother. Anyway, this. So he was new to Baba. Faramruz was just new to Baba, and his life was a bit upset, like, you know, his wife had left this and that, whatnot. And then, what do you call it? He had a cinema running and all that and so on. I don't know the detail of it. That was he want to get rid of it, or Baba told him to, or what. So then if he gave that up, so he could be a Baba, what do you call it, Mandli, one of the Mandli, and serve Baba as his secretary. That all, I don't know if Baba himself wanted to leave this business. This all I don't know. Because I'm not there, and I don't put my head in these things, but the thing is there. So he had a, what you call it, cinema, running his own theater and all this. So he asked us, Baba and all us, to come in up, see the film and all that. What happened then? Yes. So that was when we went to Bombay, 1924, end of 24, and then 25 we returned by January to Mehrabad, and in Mehrabad Baba's birthday we celebrated, that was 25, and so 1925, then Baba was going to keep silence with Baba, how all that in mind, the plan was there. Mm-hmm. But he had not told us as yet. He told us just 1 month, that this is what I remember, 1 month before that, so we were a bit like this.
Yeah.
Baba keeps silence. But I want to tell you, this incident is that, so these people being of cinema, what you call it, authorities or whatever it is, they said they could show a film if Baba wanted in Mehrabad. So Baba said, oh, very fine. What film it is? It's about Sansaku, and one was Basmasu. Both is very, Sansaku is a real real story, true story of this girl, saint, like Mirabai, but different from Mirabai. The story is quite completely different. But she, Sansagu, that was very lovely because it was Italian actors, they got the story and Italian actors were acting. It was a very lovely film. But I don't remember, was there sound or not? That I don't remember. But this is the lay of the land right. Now, on the wall, that wall that... Yeah, this is a veranda, but this wall that was behind our room, this wall is all, no window or anything, just big board. So they set up that screen, what do you call it, screen yeah. for the film. There, so we all sat this way facing the wall and all that. And evening time, it has to be late evening time because it has to be dark for us to see the picture nicely and all that. That's now it's not so important anymore. Anyway, Baba was seated at this a bit, in the, not near very, but in the first row like that with a few men here, and I don't know, like Gulmai, my mother, elderly here around them like this. And we girls, behind Baba, we were like this, you know. So, like Nadia, Kaushal, myself, and I don't know who it was. Dolly really must be there, but anyway, they were not at that time, what would you call it? I won't say important, but they were not living with us at that time. So. Anyway, so this film started and all that. Then there was an interval or something happened, or when the cinema was running, all details, that's a long time ago, I don't remember, but we were so happy we were sitting behind Baba. We always feel like that, you know, Baba sitting so near us, and how lovely, the film is lovely, and Baba is there. How lovely to be in Mehrabad and to see a picture with Baba. We were in a very happy mood, all that. And Nadir, what she did? Baba Sadra, he was sitting, the Sadra was far like this, like a fold around Baba. So Nadir, like this, Baba touched Baba Sadra. We should touch Baba. We couldn't touch Baba with the Sadra like this. Baba didn't say anything. He was looking at the film, he was looking here. Then, after Nadir, Kaushal also. Very like that. I also touched Baba Sadra. That's me to feel like that, you know. And I said, you touch my eyes. Why shouldn't I touch, you know? I also touched. As soon as I touched, what do you think? Baba turned around and said, who's touching my Sadra or something? Would you believe? Oh, he felt my touch and then, oh my, I got so frightened at this film and this man and all, and Baba very upset and all that. Baba said, I said, Baba, so I had just went slightly, Baba, I didn't pull anything, but no. Then Baba told me, come out here, and he took me out of the audience. I said, you have a habit of touching men's clothes and something very bad. See, Baba told me.
Oh, no.
Yes, I said, you have this habit of doing this to other people also, and that's why you're doing it to me. You have no idea these things, Baba said. I said, no, Baba, I've never done that. I couldn't make Baba. And he said, I've never, the girls didn't, I like to do it also, Baba. And so I tried to make it up and all that. And Baba said, no, next time don't you do that on the sly or something like that. And then I felt very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
All the happiness of touching Sadra all went out. So like that, Baba was strict.
Yeah.
That's why we were all a bit like that. And that's the one time that Baba scolded me and said some nasty things to me. Yeah, the two... warn you to teach you or to whatever.
And
Baba does not like
you,
these kind of things.
Make you on your toes.
Then we what do you call it? With men also, we then on ourselves we must be strict because Baba does not like it. We must know that if he doesn't like it for himself, then how much more we should be strict. So all this is like training, I think.
Yes.
At that time we didn't quite feel that it was training. We were very upset. We ourselves were upset, nearly in tears like this. That's the one time in Nadia. You know, some same period means after some days, but Nadia's brother had come because he was working in Quetta.
Yeah.
Because we were going to stay with Baba, we girls. So Baba didn't have many men around him now. He had sent Kustaji's brother, everybody. And the last, Boa Saib is called, I think.
Uh-huh.
He was there, Baba, for 4 or 8 days. But they had the talk in the morning and he had to go to Pune. He said something was needed for him to do, you know, some business. I don't know what it was, to start something, whatever, I don't know. But they're talking in Irani language. And Baba's language, what is in Irani language? So sweet, Baba. Baba was talking Irani and then put Gujarati words in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we would know Baba what Baba wants to say. But Baba didn't mind, and we did not. Now even I don't know what he would say.
You don't remember.
So Baba knew that it was what
You weren't being nosy.
No, not nosy, but it won't be of any thing to us to hear or any.
Yeah.
Fido means.
Your curiosity is not so.
It won't matter if it was not of interest to us. So that man was speaking English, his own language, Iranian language. Baba was talking to Irani with a few words of Gujarati here, there, because maybe he couldn't find the Irani words, so he would put English, Gujarati words in it. And it was really fun to hear Baba like that. It was fun to hear Baba. Otherwise, we didn't care what was being said, but it was nice to hear Baba, that mixture of languages. We have a pretty solid Baba. So what happened was this. So he was there, Naja's brother must be there, and one more who it was there, Vishnu or somebody. That still I don't know, because I had never stared at the face, who is this, oh, this, that. We never see that. The men there, so we, though we are on the veranda, we did our own work like this. We would look at Baba, but not them, because we know Baba is naked. So Padri was there because he was there. Gustaji was there, Naja's father. These three people I remember, because after all had gone, they still were there. In the morning, that tea with Baba, we had tea on the veranda, they were there. Baba didn't mind, but we didn't talk to them. But they were there, but there were two, three others also, about maybe five or six altogether men, and Baba was in the middle, the veranda with this, and these poles in the middle, and Baba was against this one pole, and the tatta wall, and there the men were seated to eat. They were eating dal, rice, whatever they're eating, after a time. And so we had eaten, and we, this side of the back side of Baba, you know, my mother, myself, and there'll be Kaushal, Baba's brother's wife, and small Kaushal also. But Naja, what Naja is, you know, I don't want to say anything behind her back, belittle her, but to tell, just to tell you the facts is this, that she has a bit of, what would you call it? Not to say put, you know, quiet. She can remember to do something, she remembers like this, something. If Baba's eating, or I take his plate and put it away or something. But I don't know what she was doing, and she was standing in the middle of, and the men are there, Baba's there, and she was right there. But what she did, I don't know. Did means, why she was there, that also I don't know, but there was a puppy dog. Newly come means, maybe 3-4 months old, he was playful, nice puppy bish. And so he called hold of Naja's sari, being a puppy, and had this. So Naja was pretty like, no, don't be there. And she laughed and laughed and pulling and playing with the puppy. And the men were there. So men were all interested, looking at the, what's the puppy doing? So Naja was attracting their attention, this and that, and Baba did not like it. So Baba got up. That time Baba slapped Naja. He didn't like it at all, like this. What is like this we tried to do? And I don't know what all Baba said, but he was very upset, and because he hit her and all that, she was very, in front of the men, she was very, what do you call it?
Embarrassed
and humiliated, whatever, hurt, feelings and all that, and then she was in tears and all that. She said, Baba, what did you, the puppy would have torn my sari. Baba said that you could do it another way. Why were you playing and laughing and this and that and in front of these men and all that? Baba was very strict with his mandali. And we now living with Baba women and then men there. So Baba was very strict. He did not want any nonsense. Baba wanted us to be strict on always. We must know that Baba, what he likes and what he does not like. So that way he made us know. So when then Baba, Mani was, Naja was very like this, so Baba then, inwardly then Baba felt bad for her, you know. come here, and then in front of everybody, Baba, then from the veranda, Baba, then the tatta, so behind the tatta, you know, down the step, yes, one step, and aside, Baba told him, you know, I beat you, but why do you like, don't like this? And I had to do it because there were others also, fathers also. But others means men. He wouldn't mind us women if we even smiled, but we may have smiled and, oh, how right this one is. But the men were all very interested. What would happen right then? They all also were
attention
from Baba. All their attention was on Naja and the puppy. Baba didn't like it, and so it was that. But Naja now turns the tables to say, oh, Baba told me that it was fathers, means we girls. She wants to put it on me that I was laughing and others. Who was laughing? Nobody. How can we laugh when Baba was there? You know, I still remember. We were suppressed. What's that? And then, you know, is she going to tell the story, sorry, what? Like that, we look and But those people, I remember, smiling, interested in looking at it. So Baba said, others also had to do that. So now, she says, Baba said to me that it was not for me that he hit me, it was others that Baba hit me. This is, she's got it. So I, the other day, I want to put it right to her. So these things are happening. So that such a time, then Baba would hit to
emphasize,
to train us, but he does not like, he wanted to forcefully tell her that. Don't do that next time, Baba told her in front of men. What is this? Tell her. Such little things also Baba did not like. Not a serious mistake, no. Anything, but playing with puppies in front of men, like laughing, ooh, like this, and come on, leave, go, no. You know the way Naja is freely laughs and like that. She's not a shy of men, you know. So, it was like that. It happened that way. I still remember that incident, then this other incident, and the incident that Baba hit me outside, you know, that three. Others, Naja, then what happened was in those days, you know, then Baba said, Naja, if anybody else makes a mistake when we were girls, nobody else was there. No, there was only Padri and Naja's father and what is his name? Gustaji, they were not on the veranda, maybe Gustaji coming, going, I don't know, but those two were given, you know, the dharamsala to repair and whitewash, whatever they were doing, I don't know, they were not on the veranda with us all the time, always Baba. I saw that they were working, occupied. What was I going to say?
Third incident.
Yeah. But what? It goes out, explain the foreground, background, explain, and the real thing goes out of my head. Anyway, then, but we together, the three men, you know, Kustaji was all right, Padi was my cousin, and Raja's father's old. So Baba didn't mind them all, sit, eat in front of him, Baba in the middle would eat, and we behind Baba like this. Yeah. And then the other thing, I forget how it was.
The first time Baba took you outside?
That, I told you, Baba hit me, and then falls like this. Right. So it was loose, and like that, and it was sort of pulling and pushing me, and very, it became rough with me like this. I said, my God, what is happening? I was so, this thing was frightened and all that, you know. That time his sandals, his foot came in my sari and he nearly went like this and his head, foot caught in. So I was holding Baba, holding each other. I didn't want Baba to fall down. Yeah. So that time I remember this. Other time he didn't beat me. Then he told us all to leave the house. Didn't I tell you all that?
Yes.
Those things happened twice with that. He was going, we were taking the cinema, so we were ordinary cotton sari. And what we were wearing, Baba said, haven't you got good, nice, better clothes to wear? What is this? Go on, then don't come to cinema at all. I'm not going, you know, going angry like this. No, Baba, come on, we went back and got a nice silk sari, something, and began dressed up and went like this. Baba liked nice clothes and look well. What like this? You know, because we already had cloth tied here, and then we all, ordinary white side like this, and what we would look like washing them in. So that was that. Like that. Two times it happened in Bombay. One time I had to go to Horsha's place. I said, Baba said, no, not to stay here at all. I'll go home, take your trucks. I don't want any woman with me. And this. It was good. Horsha had come to see us, and Horsha was with her parents at her home in Dadar in Bombay. When we were with Baba in Purusha building, Khoshe was little, small Khoshe was not with us. Baba's, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, she was with us, that Khoshe. So this Khoshe had come to say that time Baba got angry or something and he told us to leave at once. I don't know why he told me to leave anyway. So Khoshe and we both went on the road alone, her house. We know the road was nice, roads and all that, not many people on the road at all, it was very nice. We went upstairs to house and said, now what to do? Then maybe eat and sleep and what else to do and all that. But we were talking and standing there. So it took about 15, 20 minutes to be in a house. At that time, one person, who the person was, I forget now, had come and said, Baba wants you to come back, you know. So I don't know if Khoshe accompanied me or this person accompanied me, but I remember that I came back from Khoshe's place and that I was forgiven. And what happened, I don't know.
You already reached Korsa's.
Yes, I was at Korsa's place for 15 minutes. Her dad was there, father. But we were just talking, Korsa was talking and all this, what shall we do now? You have to stay here, then something, you have to have a close your trunk or whatever. I don't know if your Baba tell you to come back again. Was he very angry, you know, serious and all this? And I didn't talk. That time, then Baba sent another person to call me back. Then I remember that again, I walked back to home, to Baba's place. Like, two times this happened. Once I told you, everybody was out of the house, I continued waiting. And it's two times.